This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now. Find us online at ernlive.com. Now, here are your hosts.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live. We are, well, we're solving all your relationship problems, frankly. Brandi Angler is here. She's the author of the book, The Men on My Couch. Whenever we have relationship issues we need to talk about here on Men's Health Live, we turn to Brandi. She's often in the magazine. She was one of the contributors to a story in this month's issue called What's the State of Your Union? And the question I just asked Brandi is, if you feel like your relationship is in a rut, what can you do, I mean tonight, to break the rut? And we were just talking about maybe just doing something, anything that's different. And Brandi, you had some great ideas, and maybe you can elaborate on them.
Right. So getting her out of the house and inviting her to do something new, but not a movie, something where you're engaged with each other. So really good ideas are something romantic, like I said, a restaurant or just to go out for some wine together. But another good idea is something that involves engaging in an activity together, like that involves competition, because competition escalates testosterone for both people, which is good for libido. So even if you just took her to play a game of pool or some little sporting, like a sporting activity, something like that, that involves you're competing with each other, that's a good idea. And another thing that I have some of my male clients do that they say works pretty well is they will stay home but run like a nice bath for her and sort of put on some candles and some music. And what that does is it helps her to transition when she comes home from work. She's probably not in a state that's very romantic. So just to get her relaxed and help her transition from her day into just being present in the home with him in a sensual way. So, yeah, I'll have a guy draw her a bath and then afterward maybe give her a massage and then something like that and then see where that leads.
Yeah, where could that possibly be?
I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean, I think Homeland's on in 10 minutes.
Actually, I wanted to throw this to Paul Keita now, because he's our guy gourmet, obviously. And I have found that one of the great things that my wife and I enjoy doing together is like pick out a recipe, divide it up, and work together in the kitchen. I think, you know, preparing a meal together and the wine is pouring too is a great thing. I don't know if you've found that, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there are a few pitfalls to cooking together. You want to make sure you're picking a recipe and where you're working together. You know, pizza is great. Homemade pizza is great. You don't want to be ordering her around the kitchen.
But, you know, a problem?
Yeah, right. Hey, you, scrub these pots and pans.
All right, Peter has some extra work.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. As you said, you know, you have a glass of wine, you put some music on, and the other secret I have is something called the chef snack. And this is simply something that you snack on while you're cooking, and that prevents the inevitable hangriness that accompanies cooking.
Well, you know, and Brandi, one of the things I did a few years ago, my wife Jody has an extraordinary body, and she dresses like a librarian, so you would never know. I didn't even know. And one day I just looked at her and I said, you know what? I'm taking you shopping for clothes, and you have to try on everything I pick. Because I knew if she went shopping for herself, she'd buy more librarian clothes. So we didn't go shopping for librarian clothes. We went shopping for clothes that would really show off her killer body. She tried on a lot of things. She was stunned at how great they looked on her and how great they made her feel. We bought some of them, and I now know that one of the ways I can break us both out of a rut is to say, we're going to go shopping for you, because she knows it's going to force her out of her comfort zone. And the truth is, I don't really like shopping for clothes for myself, so it forces me out of my comfort zone too. But I think it also signals to her that I'm really committed to her, because I'm going to do something that I don't really like to do for myself, but I really want to do it for her because it's good for her.
I think that's a fantastic idea, as long as it's delivered right, because women could possibly take that the wrong way, thinking he doesn't like the way that I look as I am, or that he's trying to make me look like someone I'm not possibly like some other woman that might be in his mind. And then I can see how women would get defensive. But as long as it feels to her like a celebration of her, because you think her body is so beautiful that you want to try all these things on her. And then as she's trying it on, that you're really praising and celebrating her. So it just feels like she's special and the attention is about her and not about some fantasy idea that you have in your head that you're trying to force her to live up to.
Yeah, I should clarify, I did not take her shopping to
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Fredericks of Hollywood. Yeah, I was not trying to make her look like...
Not that that would be a bad thing. That wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
Well, but it wouldn't be bad and probably wouldn't be good under these circumstances. It was exactly as you said. I don't know that I said it as well as you did, but she completely understood that it was a celebration of my love for her, and she received it that well.
Right.
And it's always been something really great that we do together.
Right. It sounded like that.
Well, thank you for joining us to talk about this story. It's all about required maintenance guys for your relationship. You heard it from Brandi Engler. She's the author of the book, The Men on My Couch. She was also a key contributor to this story. You must take care of your relationship like you take care of your car. And the better you take care of your relationship, just like your car, the better it's going to run. And then you both win in your relationship. Brandi, thanks for joining us on the show. This is Men's Health Live. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This show is presented in part by Haynes, the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. We'll be right back.